the end. If you are still arguing, if you are still doubting in your mind, please be reminded, He is God. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. He's a God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. He's a God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Brother, I want you to pray for yourself that whatever may bring an argument in your spirit this morning against the word of God, that the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in you will respond them. Let us pray. Whatever may make any of us to doubt your word, the integrity of your word, the power that is in your word, my Father, I pray this morning, let them be expunged in the name of Jesus. That this morning, your word that is spirit and life will give us understanding in the precious name of Jesus. Father, I commit myself unto your hands. Use me as your oracle this morning. Let your people hear from you that word of life, that word of lifting, that word of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank you for joining once again. And we will go to share the word of God. And I want to thank God for everyone God has used to bless his church through the word ministration, be it at Bible study, Sunday school, even through this podium. The Lord God bless you all. My prayer is that even as we bring this word to his people, we will not be condemned by it in Jesus' precious name. And for those of us that are hearing and listening, we also shall not be condemned in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you. Today, even as we have been told this month, we sound strange to even ourselves when we got the word, but we believe it, that this month is our month of showers of blessing. Like I said, it sounds strange going by what is going on in the world. One might be wondering, with all this pandemic, with all these troubles out there, people losing jobs, that could be what is going on in the world. But we hold on to the word of God that he has given unto us, that it is a month unto us, a showers of blessing. And I believe this, and I am bringing it to you, children of the living God. Please just have faith to receive it and believe it, that it shall be a month unto us as his people, a month of showers of blessing. I pray that the Lord God will give us the grace to understand it and believe it in Jesus' precious name. I will be sharing with us from the word of God this morning what I titled, I'm trying to share my screen with you all. What I title, Showers of Blessings. And God has given us this word, which we are bringing to you. Like I pray that you have the heart to receive it. You won't allow what is going on now to creep into your heart not to believe. And God has given it to us that we are going to have it as a series, running 3 Sundays. This Sunday, next Sunday, and the Sunday after. So please let us open our heart to believe and receive the word of God. And the first aspect of it we'll be looking at is green pasture. The second aspect of it we have to do with the sheep. And the third aspect we have to be with the shepherd. The Lord God bless you as you open your heart and listen this morning in Jesus' name. I want us to take a look at some of this. Please just pay attention even as I show you this, because we will use it to minister to ourselves. Please take a look at this picture very well and make your own notes, your mental notes. I want to believe we have looked at it very well. Then here's another one. Take a look at it very well. Make your mental notes. And I'm showing us this last one. Take a look at it. Possibly you can read the scripture there, Ezekiel 34:26. And it says, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessings. May the Lord bless his words for us in Jesus' precious name. Mm-hmm. Amen. This morning, like I said, we want to talk about that theme, showers of blessing. However, we'll be looking specifically about the green pasture. Our text is taken from Psalm 23, which we all know, verses 2 to 3. There David wrote, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But our passage is taken from Ezekiel chapter 34. Please kindly open your Bible to read Ezekiel 34. And I'm going to read verses 13 to 26 quickly. And the Lord bless you as you listen in Jesus' precious name. Ezekiel 34, 13 to 26. I will bring them back home to their own land of Israel from among the peoples and nations. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel and by the rivers and in all the places where people live. Yes, I will give them good pasture land on the high hills of Israel. There they will lie down in pleasant places and feed in the lush pastures of the hills. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the sovereign Lord. That is our portion in Jesus' name. Verse 16, I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak, but I will destroy those who are fat and powerful. I will feed them, yes, feed them justice. Verse 17, and as for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says to his people. I will judge between one animal of the flock and another, separating the sheep from the goats. Isn't it enough for you to keep the best of the pastures for yourselves? Must you also trample down the rest? Isn't it enough for you to drink clear water for yourselves? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Why must my flock eat what you have trampled down and drink water you have fouled? Verse 20, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will surely judge between the fat sheep and the scrawny sheep. For you fat sheep pushed and booted and crowded my sick and hungry flock until you scattered them to distant lands. So I will rescue my flock. and they will no longer be abused. I will judge between one animal of the flock and another. And I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David. He will feed them and be a shepherd to them. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be a prince among my people. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Verse 25. I will make a covenant of peace with my people and drive away the dangerous animals from the land. Then they will be able to camp safely in the wildest places and sleep in the woods without fear. I will bless my people and their homes around my holy hill. And in the proper season, I will send the showers they need. There will be showers of blessings. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I believe you have all listened to the word God is sending to us. And you have watched those pictures that I showed us earlier on. If you bring your heart back to those pictures, like I said, we should make mental notes of those pictures. Picture A, the peas, a green, lush grass. Picture B, the peats, a more or less dried grassland. And if you look at that picture very well, you will still see that you have sheep in them, trying to see what they can get to eat. Then when you look at picture C, where we read that verse of the scripture, verse 26 of Ezekiel, you will see that there is an outpouring from that waterfall. What are the implications that we can draw from this based on what we are looking at this morning? We often hear people saying, oh, I am going for a greener pasture. In other words, people are trying to get to where their life can be better, which may have happened to many of us that find ourselves in Canada today, looking for where your life will be better. They say they are looking for greener pastures. I remember back then in Nigeria, they would say, Andrew has escaped. Why? Because Andrew is seeking for greener pasture, where the grass looks flush, green, fat, and better. So when you look at that word greener pasture or green pastures, that is the meaning, looking for a more promising situation. And this is what God is telling you, telling me, telling us as his people, that he is giving us a promising, better situation than what we are seeing now. And I pray that we will all key into this and believe in Jesus' mighty name. So as we look at this topic, I want us to go back now to Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a prophet of God that found himself amongst the people of God that were scattered, that were brought back, even from Babylon. So Ezekiel became the watchman over the God's people. If you backtrack to 33, 32, up to 34, you will see the heart of God, the good shepherd himself, burning for his people, the people he loved, who have been scattered, who have been depressed, who have been deprived. He said, I still have a remnant of them. Ezekiel, I'm appointing you to be a watchman over them. And from verses 1 of chapter 34 of Ezekiel, you will see the heart of the good shepherd burning in pain for his own. And how the shepherd of the day have maltreated them. That is not our concern for now. And how God, the good shepherd himself, was ready to appoint an under shepherd that will take care of them. And that Ezekiel, you'll be my mouthpiece. You need to be bold. Declare it to them. Even as I'm declaring to you as a church that this is the word of the Lord God unto us, even now, that there shall be showers of blessing. Might be pretty difficult to believe it, but that's what he said. And that's why when you look from verse 24 to 26, you will see the heart of the good shepherd, even as he's bringing it to us this morning. So, from verses 24 to 31, if you read the whole of that passage, you will see the promises packaged therein for his flock, his people. For his people. I want to believe we are his people, or you are his people. I hope my assumption will not be too big or too far off. If you are not his people, you do not belong to his flock. This promise of showers of blessing will sound an illusion to you. Because God himself said it in that passage. He said, this will be my flock, my people. And he even said, even among the flock, I am going to separate the sheep and the goat. So one thing is for you to think you belong to the flock. Another thing is, are you still a sheep in the flock or a goat in the flock? God said he was going to separate them, and he did, because God was about to make sure that these are my precious Israelites. They cannot be famished. They cannot go hungry. They are blessed. And no one can change it. And it is my prayer, as you have made yourself to be a sheep in this flock, you cannot be famished, you cannot go hungry. Rather, God will continually pour his blessing on us in the name of Jesus. Then I want to go to my next slide. We have talked about the meaning of the topic, so don't let us waste time on that again. So we are reviewing this passage. From that passage, we know that God was ready to provide a shepherd for his people. And God now promised the people, that is his flock, a green pasture, and that he will pour his showers of blessing upon their land. So when you look at verses 13 to 15, the good shepherd wants them to know that he is with them. Like he's assuring us this morning, brethren. He is with us. He has promised to bring us out among the people and feed us in a good pasture is for real. He says he's going to make us bold and fat. Then in verse 22, he says, he is doing this that he may save his flock. God is still out to preserve his own, if truly you are. But my question this morning to you is, are you his own? This is not playing church. This is not playing denomination. This is not even playing parish. It is that I understand the heart of the good shepherd who is making this promise. If you listen carefully in that passage of Ezekiel that we read, he said, the sovereign Lord told me this. So he is out to save us as his flock from the enemies, that we will no longer be a prey to the enemies. And this is my prayer, that none of us will be a prey to the enemies again in the name of Jesus. Then in verse 25, why will God be doing all of this to us? Why is it that God wants to pour his blessing, his showers of blessing on us? It is to renew his covenant of peace and to drive away dangerous animals from our land. You know, when I read that prayer, it's to renew his covenant of peace and to drive away dangerous animals from our land. Are you experiencing peace now, even with what is going on in the world system, or you have given up to fear? You have allowed your faith to sink? God is saying he is renewing that covenant of peace based on his word that he has promised, because you are among the flock of his people, particularly that you are a sheep in this flock, that he is taking away what seemingly looked dangerous, even in our land, for our sake, in the name of Jesus. God is going to do this, even as we see in verse 26, that he may release his showers of blessing on us, even as he has promised Father Abraham. If you read in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, you will see the promise of God even unto Abraham at that point in time. It was a covenant. And because the God we serve is a covenant-keeping God, he doesn't break his covenant with his own people, the sheep of his pasture. God will not break his covenant. Let's read the promise of God unto Abraham here for us to be reminded of it again. He said, now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you and in us, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. Brethren, are you seeing yourself in this promise again? Because he is a covenant-keeping God. He made this promise unto the Israelites of Abraham's day. Today, we are the Israelites of God, the people of his pasture, and he's bringing this back to you, to me, that because you are in this flock, and you have made, and you have known me to be the good shepherd, not only am I going to give you a green pasture, it's going to be so that there shall be showers of blessings on that pasture. Even that your field, your land, will be like that picture A we saw in this presentation. Flush, green, luxurious, looking pretty good. Why is God doing all of this? It is so that the tree of the field will yield its fruit for us. And I pray that for us, the fruit of this land, the trees of this land, will yield their fruit for us in Jesus' mighty name. It is that the heart will yield an increase unto us. And that was why I say we shall be a blessing unto nations. I know some of us might be wondering, I just landed, or I've been here for some years, I'm still struggling to get a job. How do I become a blessing to nations? Please, take the word of God for it. It's not my word. If he has said you will be a blessing to nations, believe. And so you will be. How do you become a blessing to nations? Not necessarily that you are flying over the place sharing money. The fact that you are in your place of work, you can share the word of God. You are becoming a blessing to nations. How do you know that it's to nations? Maybe you have just spoken to a woman or a man. Do you know how many lives that individual will affect from generations to generations? That is how you become a blessing to nations. But even as a church, by His grace, I am looking forward to it one day. We shall be a blessing to nations in the name of Jesus. Our beginning might be little, but our end shall be greater in the name of Jesus. God is saying, I am doing this so that there shall be safety in our land. That is yourself, myself, our household, we will live in safety. And I bless the name of the Lord for making His word to be proved in every family. At the beginning of the pandemic, He told us, my children, have no fear. And He told us specifically what we were to do, and we did it. That when the angels of death is passing through the land, it will pass us over. And that still remains, brethren. Therefore, have no fear. In fact, we are now going to the next phase of it. We are now launching into our blessing, not into pandemic, not into fear, not into discouragement. And that is our portion in Jesus' name. That He will deliver us from the hand of those who want to take advantage of us. When I got that point from the passage, I'm like, so there are people who want to take advantage of us? Maybe some people want to tell you, oh, you are just an immigrant, you just come, blah, 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 blah. God said He is prepared to deliver us. In other words, don't let the words of any man bring you down. Don't let the fear that is being spewed out there bring you down. Don't let even the comfort of the system take you away from the good shepherd. Remember, He is the one that brought you to the land. We must always have this at the back of our mind. And I pray all of His promises will be unto us in Jesus' precious name. Having reviewed the text, having seen the promises of the good shepherd unto the sheep of His fold, that He is bringing us that greener pasture, let us see how this applies to us now, even more, as we begin to bring this message to a conclusion. What God is saying to us as a church this morning is that there shall be showers of blessing, a season of abundance, that our pasture shall be green again, that we will live in comfort and renewed hope. Maybe you are already looking at the picture B to be how your land is looking. God is saying He is going to renew it, that it's going to become green. And if you are still doubting that, how can this be? I want you to cast your mind back to the nation of Israel of even today. Here is a nation that is in the desert. Go and read about Israel. You will be surprised how much God has turned that desert land to a land that is even blessing the whole world, even agriculture-wise. But to the glory of God, He has even brought you to Canada, a land that I call flowing with milk and honey. I believe you are seeing it in that light too. If you don't see it, please see it, because it's what you see that you receive. He is renewing our land. He is bringing a renewed hope. He is bringing us into a level of comfort that people cannot gainsay. But we will point the glory back to him. I don't know. Maybe before now you are believing on mercy drops. In other words, you are just going by. God is saying abundance is here. And that would be our portion as his people, the flock, the sheep of his flock, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Or are you having sleepless nights because you see your pasture drying up? Showers of blessings as promised by God is coming upon that pasture. And it shall be like that picture you saw earlier on. But there is one thing I want us to take before we bring this message to a close. I know many of us will like picture A, but it takes effort to get picture A to that level. There must be that tilling, there must be weeding earlier to clear the pasture, to clear the land before you can put in the grass, before the lushness, the flourishing can appear. And what that is saying to you and to me, to you and to my very self, if you need to clear your land, if there are things in your life that needs to be expunged, so that when the showers come, there could be that growth, there could be that flourishing, we must do that now. I bless the name of the Lord for the prayer group this morning. They never knew what I was going to share when they were praying, that the Lord God would bring us as his people back to him, that whatever sin nature that is still in us will be taken out. That the rain might make meaning, that the showers that are coming might become a meaningful thing in our lives. If you do not prepare that land, if you do not clear your heart, if you are not even become one of his own, you might not be a partaker of this. And this is why I'm pleading to us this morning. If you are hearing this message, whether through this platform or online, you must first make up your mind to be a sheep in that flock. And even when you become a sheep in that flock, please, my brother, my sister, don't become a goat again. Because he said, he's still coming. He will separate the sheep and the goat. And by the time you will see the land of both, you will see the difference. The Lord God bless you as you have listened. I know many might be saying this was a message to the Israelites back in the days of Ezekiel, but he is saying he's bringing this message to us even in our day. May the Holy Spirit interpret it larger in our heart. Grant us the grace to do, to live, in the name of Jesus. So we must be confident that God, the good shepherd, who made this promise, will bring it to pass. His peace is our portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Before we bring the service to a close, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I want us to thank God for even bringing this word of encouragement to us, this promise. Thank him as the covenant-keeping God. Let's thank him. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for your promises. Because we know every of your promises unto us, they are yea, amen, in Christ. Thank you. You say, woe unto him who has not been given and is declaring. But we know you have given it to us, and we are declaring it to your people. And I know it shall come to pass that all the glory will return to you, that our pasture, our land will become green. In the name of Jesus, we will be living in that greater, better situation. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I still want us to pray. Maybe you are looking at it now that my land is drying up. I've done this, I've done that. It seems not be working. Please call on God now. Father, please, let that showers of blessing come upon my land now. Let that be a renewed growth. Let that be a renewal of my spiritual strength. In the name of Jesus, have I been deceived to become a goat again? No, I am coming back to you as the sheep of your pasture. Ruka suka lima kosontole, reke poshika tala kama ya sentileba. Rika kala, maybe you are being deceived by religion. Pray against it. These are the things that makes people to stray away. That was how the Israelites strayed away from the God that delivered them. Masuka la kaya katala. Rasika ya mama. I pray this morning that no one in this fold will stray away. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that we will all be partaker of these blessings you are pouring, you have promised to pour on us as your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. We return the glory to you. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. We are still going to pray. I say, maybe you are believing on mercy drops. You are just making by, just going by. Our story is being rewritten now. And it shall be that we are going to our borders. Pray it, Father. I launch into my borders now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of your promise. Because you have spoken it, and I believe. As you have given us, we have declared, O God, unto your children, that as many that might still be experiencing living just by mercy drops, we prophesy, even as you have told Ezekiel, that your showers of blessing is calling upon our land, is calling upon our field, that we become lenders unto nation, even as you have promised Abraham. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Our Father, we are grateful. We thank you once again for this word of yours unto us. You are God that was in a way we can't even comprehend. But we know you are God from the beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. And I know you have spoken it, and it shall be. But my prayer, even as your servant this morning, for myself and your people, is that you will enlarge our heart to receive this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. If your son tarry in coming, as we continue with this series next Sunday, I pray none of my brethren will be found missing in the name of Jesus. Thank you. And we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And I pray for you that as you go in the week, God will cause his face to shine upon you. He will direct you to that land where he will pour his showers upon, and your land will yield and increase. And the tree of the field will bear their fruit for you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to you, our God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, ma. God bless you, sir.